Blog Talk Radio.
Name of the Lord. Blessed
be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house.
Yes.
And to be joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill.
Yes.
Out of your mess and set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now that God is uplifting us in the spite of the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
And David said that he lifted me up because he over everything.
Yes.
He looked down and picked you up where you can't get up.
Yes, Lord.
The doctor said you can't get well, but God said different. He said, I control the universe.
Yes.
And if God controls the universe today, and I want you to know that he will lift you up and carry you to a safe place.
Yes.
He will carry you to a place of rest.
Yes, Lord.
Where you won't have to deal with the day-to-day operation.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you tonight. This is Crossing Over Ancestors, and this is the buck moon tonight. The full moon is the buck moon. And what that really means, that means the Native Americans call this the buck moon. That means that when you run your shade and you clean your house out and things that you clean out. So Chief Eason said the buck moon is when the Native Americans used to come out and sit in a circle and meditate, because it's called the buck moon. And it's something with what's bringing on with Mother Nature, the storms and the floods that come up. So we're into the buck moon today. It's the buck moon. So we're into the Sunday night, as far as the answer, I shall say. Some of you that come and call. We're praying especially for you tonight. And if you got a need, you plant a seed. And, you know, I was talking to some people. I was telling them that we're going to have storms and floods in spite of. And the lady called me and said, you know, you said, you know, prophecy that would be the curve will melt. Always melted because it's made out of cheap material. But tonight I want to come, cross over, I stay with our ancestors, and I'm outside today, not in element tonight. Full moon rise, and I see it giving power. And as I look at that full moon, I feel some hurricanes, and I feel some tsunamis. And it's a lot going on tonight. But I always start the show off. That was a great lady that was reading, and she's down in Texas, and she was reading the Bible. But I'm gonna have Mary Hawkins to read the 23rd number of Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, that I shall not want. And we all should embrace the 23rd number song, where it be a blessing for us. And we can embrace that, the 23rd number song, as a blessing for us. And David always says, the Lord my step that I shall not want. And some of you might not understand what that means. That means that God is still looking to pour out a blessing for some of you that you're going through. And I want to say to you, today is the day of change, and this is the day of really breakthrough and all the death and the stuff that's going on might be something that worries you. But I want to tell you, the wages of sin is death. The gift of God turned life. So you get ready for a breakthrough in your life. And get ready for a special breakthrough. I want to know what's going to happen. You know, I was giving prophecy out one time. I was giving prophecy out to some people. And the prophecy came through, and they said, well, look, we want to know what is happening. I can't tell you what's going to happen. Whatever God gives, I expect what God says. And God have a blessing with your name on it, and you have to repent. Now, there's a lot going on in this world. Sunday, I think I talked about the burning bush. Moses seen the burning bush, and Moses went to see the burning bush. Tonight, as we cross over, I say with our ancestors, some of you have not made up your mind that you're going to be stable. I was talking to a lady from North Carolina, and she was telling me about her problem. I told her, all is well. Death all and all around you, but the wages of sin is death, and give God eternal life. It's people that are doing wrong, they're getting caught up. You have people turn their back from God, and they're getting caught up. And some of you have not repented to God, not to me, not to man, to God. God be the glory, God be the strength. As you repent to God, God's going to give you a deliverance. Now, with 23rd number, David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And it reminds me, grandmother used to read that scripture and put it on the table. Before you come in to eat, you have to know the 23rd number song. And if you didn't know the 23rd number, you the old way. But now, these kids go to McDonald's, Burger King, they don't even know the ABC, much less 23rd number song. But I want to say that to you tonight. Get ready for a spirit. If you can look outside, you can see that moon called the Buck Moon. And I asked Chief Izzy what they call it, the Buck Moon. And he said, once you sit and look at it, you know it got something to do with animals. And it's real bright. And like it's real close. And it draws water and strength at the same time. But Mary, if you're on the line, press 1 on your phone where you can read the scripture. Now, we have Mary to read the 23rd number psalm every night. And the 23rd number psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. We like to start off with the 23rd number psalm. So you might read it in your Bible and can relate to the 23rd number of psalm. And I hope you can relate to the 23rd number psalm for you to read that. The 23rd, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When you read the 23rd number psalm, that would be a blessing for many of you when you read it. And it will be a door that's closed that will open up for you. Okay. Okay, Mary Hawking, God bless you this morning, this evening. Mary, God bless
okay.
you. We're the 23rd number Psalm Father listeners, and we got an excellent amount of people on tonight. We're the 23rd number Psalm.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I do it. 23rd number 4.
God bless you. For that scripture that you read.
Look at the moon.
Tonight. And I want to say to you, those that are, Tanya Scott, I picked your spirit up tonight. I wiped you up. But I want you to go through your house. And I want you to cleanse your house, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And when you cleanse your house, there's a breakthrough coming for you. You clean your house. And I want to tell you tonight, God got it all in his hands. Later, the preacher, what's going to happen? I said, God got it all in his hands. If you understand that, you got to let God handle it. But if you got it all in his hands, it's going to work out. God's going to work it out for you. So it's all in the hands of God, not in the hand of man. Thank you. that you did. It's all in your hands. God put it all in his hands. We want you to know that tonight. We are crossing over our ancestors, I say. Now, as we cross over with our ancestors, we're into the buck moon tonight, means spiritual forces work. And as you get ready to know some things, need to call me so I can begin to share some things with you that got to do with your life and your lifespan and what's going on with you. Young lady called me and he had made all kind of plans. You have to get ready for God to keep you where you ought to be, I say. Some of you going through some things, some journeys. What those journeys you're going through will be like, you're going to another level. I'm praying for you, Sister Kim. I'm praying for you tonight. Miria Bass, I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, Miria, all is well. Children, all is well. Even the Bass family, all is well. I want you to know that God knows where you at, and he knows your name. He got a record of you. And you can run, but the old folks say you can't hide. And tonight, we're going through a whole lot. Lots is going on. Lots is happening in our world. Killing, the murder. The people don't have nowhere to stay. People don't have jobs. People that are sick. But God is still in control. And tonight, I am married to read the 23rd number of Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. I want to read that because I just want to bring you into attention that God is a keeper of life. With so much going on all over the world, you have to have a keeper keep you in perfect peace. Nobody can do that but God. Your money can't do it. Children, your husband, your wife can't do it. Nobody but God. I'm picking up a strong energy. Somebody need healing in their back. And I'm picking up an energy tonight. I say, that if some doors going to be opened up for you that have been asking for a breakthrough. And I want to tell you, God's going to give you so long. And you've been saying, I don't know. See, sometimes I'm going to share this with you. The widow woman had one hoe cake, two hoe cakes, one for her son and one for her. So when the prophet came, the prophet said, give me that hoe cake. God sent the prophet to eat. But God had set up the woman, the neighborhood. I know I'm sounding crazy. She seed it. She said, he said, what you going to do with it? He said, I'm going to eat it. She said, I'm going to eat it and die. He said, no, give it to me. By her being obedient, he gave it to the prophet. When he got through eating, he didn't say, you're going to get nothing. He just left. That time, somebody knocked on the door and said, I need some meal. She went in a cupboard and gave the lady a cup of meal. Somebody knocked on the door and said, I need some oil. She went in a cupboard and the oil was there. What I'm telling you, as she gave it out, God kept giving it back to her. and God do the same for you. Whatever you need, God got what you want. It might seem like it's dark. They might lie to you. I was talking to a young lady, and I know the man was lying. And I say, well, he's lying because he's looking, seeing that you're doing good. And come up with that lie. But not lied to the prophet. The prophet said, Ananias, why did you lie when it was yours already? You lied. And when he lied to the prophet, he died. They wind him up, head him to the graveyard. Here come his wife with the same lie. It's not good to lie what God gives you. If you need to plant a seed for your need to do that, as you plant the seed for your need, your ancestors come to lift you up, I say. I got one person I'm going to add it, called Brother Moses, that called me and asked me what your mother saying about you. Brother Moses, I feel good energy for you. I want you to stay in the ministry, and your mother wants you to stay in the ministry. But what I'm picking up from you, Brother Moses, that you have to get settled. I say. Read Psalms 23. That'll work for you. You know, there was this man. He had a son. The son said, Daddy, give me what's for me. I'm ready to go. The daddy gave his son what he wanted. Because he wanted to go out into the world. He wanted to see the world. Some of you this evening not made up your mind that you're going to trust all the way in God. Some of you don't want to listen because I told you about your husband ain't right. I told you about your wife ain't right. I told you about your daughter or your son ain't right. And I told you that your family members are destroying you. And you're supposed to trust in the Almighty God, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And you don't want to hear the truth. You'd rather hear a lie than the truth. And I just want you to step back and let God direct you to the next level tonight. I want you to, going into this buck moon tonight, God will reveal some things to you. God will reveal a breakthrough for you. God will reveal a door that closed will open up for you. Now, shake down, present together, run over God, a gift to you. You know, one thing in our ministry, we ask you to see. As we give you blessings, blessings come. And when you see, it always be a blessing coming to you tonight. 8138, there's a financial blessing on his way. You unexpectedly. 7 and Psalm 16. The Spirit told me to give you that. That's going to break some doors open for you. Thank you, Sam Spirit. I want to tell you, Brother Kenneth, that all is well tonight. I got your letter, and you said, Bishop, can I stop? I want you right on that level. I'm stopping my use of alcohol and drugs, and I want you to burn it tonight. And as I speak, it's already, as I speak, that condition is gone. You ask not, you have not. As you spoke it, the ancestor said, Bishop, tell him to do this. And you won't want it no more. It's that simple. See, nothing is too hard for God. When the angels came by Abraham's house to visit Abraham, Abraham told his wife, get to cooking. We got company. And the angels came and ate at his house. He fed the angels. Before they got through eating, they left. Before they left, they said, I don't have a son. Told the wife, you're going to have a child. The wife stood in the door and laughed because her womb had dried up. And his had dried up too. But with God, all things are made new. Somebody needs a new heart. Somebody needs the shook out of their life, high blood. Somebody tonight needs to know that God can fix the cataract tumor. God can fix it in spite of what it looked like. God is still in control. God got you, but can you get God? So, let me say that. God got you. Have you repented of your sin and said, God, save me? Moses seen the burning bush. He didn't run away from it. He ran to it. So let me see this thing that's going on. Get Exodus 3, it's in there. When he got God to take the shoes off, the ground you stand on, Moses, is holy. I'm finna get ready to give you assignment tonight in the midst of your sickness, in the midst of your problem, in the midst of your family confusion. God got assignment for you. Glory, hallelujah. It's over tonight. Some of you need to talk to me personally about something that you've been worried about that's gone on. Young man left Mississippi. Young man left Forest City, Arkansas. Made his arrangements to Minnesota. The death angel knocked on his door. What I'm saying to you, let go and let God. I say. The ancestor come. Sometimes you have to go through something for God to wake you up. Sometimes you have to fall, but you get back up and say, I'm going forward. Doctors say you can't get well, but God's a different. I told you God knows every hair on your head. He knows all about you. So stop crying. I say, at this hour, God is able to touch you and bless you. God is able to work something good for you. Maxine, God bless you. And you said, Bishop, what I'm going to do? You're going to lean unto God. You lost one, but you didn't lose God. See, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And sometimes you got to go through something in order to know something. Sometimes doors open for you. Brother Joe, God bless you. I want to prophesy this to you. All is well. But I want you to see quick, fast, I'm going to plant a seed, quick, fast, in the hurry for some doors to be unlocked. When I say you got a need, plant a seed, you might say, well, preacher, that don't work. It do work. If you put seed in the ground, it's coming up. See, some of you, you're so greedy. Well, I can't afford it. If the you got to find a widow woman didn't have a one, okay. Sometimes you got to give what you don't see. I'm giving this in faith. I'm giving this because I know God's going to release the bounty. I say, the blessing for me and my family. And when God do it, can't nobody take it from you. So when God do it, it's done quick, fast, and somebody's a bishop. It's in a hurry. He do it in a hurry. And when God do it, it's a breakthrough coming. And some of you say, well, I don't know. Can I do that? You got to think outside of the box. You got to give it to God. So I'm going to let go. I'm going to let God handle it for me. Whether you might be, I say, our ancestors. My sermon tonight is the 23rd number Psalm. Lord is my shepherd. Yes, he do. Father, I'm praying for you tonight. I receive your letter. It's going to be all right. Your son will be on my team. Sometimes Mary is up to the Spirit of God to change some things around you. Please be at the whole long longer. God change. And things around you. Can't with the assault weapon. It was 47 shots in Chicago. And that was seven No, that was Doubleville in Howell, 47 shots, 15 kills, Detroit, 15 kills, Arkansas, California, 4 for life. Now, what I'm telling you, press later, the gun is in Howell. But then McGlure, about 47, got shot in Chicago and 25 kills. They didn't bring up what happened in Indiana, Milwaukee, and Ohio. The boy got shot down. You know, he knew nothing about it. They sat on the back burner. Talking about seven people got shot. Here's a man got shot six times, he had a tail light broke, and he was black. That happened right in Ohio. But God said it happened, and he looked low. God changed things. I'm praying for you tonight. Them that need private consultation, them that need to talk to me, call my number, and we will give you something that you need to open up the door for you. But you need to know something, or something you don't know. Sister Mary Scott, I'm praying for you.
If God has meant anything in your life, you ought to be willing to say anyway. You ought to be able to say what God means to me.
Well, amen.
If the Lord means anything, let the saints of God say so.
Amen.
Pray with me.
Well,
if David was author of this passage, then it was born out of some of his experiences.
Yes, sir.
possibly at the time that he penned this particular passage, this psalm, he was sitting upon an ivory throne.
Yeah.
Israel's first citizen. With a scepter of authority in his hand.
Well,
with courtiers and ambassadors gathered before him.
Yeah.
And yet he takes a retrospect back down the vista of the past.
Well,
and began to think about those things that brought him over.
Yeah. Amen.
Had it been his skillfulness?
Well,
had it been his superior intelligence? Had it been his political maneuvering? Had it been his contacts? Had it been money? Had it been armies?
No,
well,
no.
No, sir. It had been the Lord.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Thus he says, the Lord has been my shepherd.
Yes.
No wonder the man said, through many dangerous trials and snares,
yes,
I have already come. It wasn't money, it wasn't military power, it wasn't chicanery, it wasn't political strings being pulled. It was grace that brought me saved thus far. And grace will lead me on. Here's a man who had been brought by God from the obscurity of the dry and barren hills of Judah. To the throne of Israel.
Well,
here's a man who come up from the unknown and have faced the fear of giant Goliath.
Yeah.
Outside in the town of Succoth at the Valley of Elah.
Yeah.
With the soldiers of Israel arrayed on one mountain and the soldiers of the Philistines arrayed on the other.
Well,
and this man who had been decorated for his valor and bravery was walking between the mountains, exclaiming in loud tones of profanity, or exclaiming profanity against the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. You know how he requested audience with the king, and how he started out with Saul's own helmet on his head, Saul's own sword in his hand, Saul's own shield on his arm. But having no experience and training in this kind of a thing, he took them back and requested only his strength and God. You know the victory that he brought to Israel. And when he went marching back to the capital, the women along the way composed a new song. Since Saul hath killed his thousands, but David has killed his 10,000. You know the jealousy that this aroused in Saul. And how Saul sought to kill him. And how he had to run and hide. And one day when there were a company of men coming in from the south, and another company closing in from the north, and another one from the east, and another one from the west. And there was no escape for David. And God whispered to a spider and told David to run in a cave and told that spider to get busy and web up that cave. And when the soldiers got there, God is my shepherd. To my satisfaction. He let me then lay down in a plenty. Green pasture. To green pasture. That's why I don't like to hear people talking about I'm a Christian and trying to be all pitiful. No, this thing is nothing piteous. I'm a child of the King. And my Father says, the world is mine. And the fullness thereof belongs to me. Gold and silver are mine. And I have 10,000 blessings in my hand. Just works for charity.
Yeah.
That's pitiful. He makes me to lie down in green pasture.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
All right.
And he leads me beside the still water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The still water. Uh-huh. They tell me that this part of the verse was inspired by an occurrence that constantly or frequently occurred with respect to shepherds and their sheep in Palestine. It is said that very often when the sheep went down to the Sea of Galilee, the waves were billowing and tossing. Sheep being of a timid nature, would leave very often without sufficient drink. Shepherds devised a scheme to dig a trench leading from the main stream. And then let the trench run over, and at the end of the trench, dig a pool and let the water from the main stream run out and run through the trench and into the pool. And the one in the pool was called still water. Though the waves were dashing out there, though the white caps were kissing one another upon the surface of the water, the water in the pool was still and placid. I think that's what God does for us who have faith in Him. Sometimes life's billowy sea is too restless for our timid souls to drink. But God has a way of opening up a private pool and letting our souls drink to the soul's satisfaction. I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight. Yes, He does. He opens up a private pool for my soul. And not only that, He restores my soul. Soul is pretty hard to define. Nobody can really say what soul is. I think as close as we can come is to say it's a little part of God. And then soul has been defined as being one's ability to sympathize. One's ability to be considerate. One's ability to be considerate and compassionate. One's ability to be unselfish. Isn't it so? So that if you've lost your ability to sympathize with others, if you are only interested in your own welfare, if you are inconsiderate of everybody but yourself, you have lost your soul. And David seems to have found himself in that condition on one occasion. And then he went to God. And he created in him a clean heart. And renewed a right spirit within him. And then restored his soul. I wish you knew what I was talking about tonight. Restored his soul. Here's his soul. No wonder then he said, he leadeth me in paths of righteousness. He leadeth me. It is said that Dr. Chu, the great Chinese Christian, one day was standing at this same passage, the 23rd Psalm. And when everything was gone, he began reading, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. Yes, he does. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness. You know, my brothers and my sisters, don't you know I would lose my way but for the fact that the Lord leads me? But you see, the way of righteousness is a narrow way. The way of truth is a narrow way. The way of love is a narrow way. The way of justice is a narrow way. Certainly the way of righteousness is a narrow way. And I believe that almost any of us would lose our way if it were not for God. But the reason why I do not lose my way always, the Lord leads me. For the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me by the still water. He restores my soul. I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight. Lord, He leads me in paths of righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord, he's holding my hand. Otherwise, I'd go astray.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I'll take the road to destruction.
Yeah.
But the Lord is holding my hand.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about tonight.
Yeah.
But in the highways and byways of life,
oh,
I like to feel that the Lord is leading me.